This is going to be a very loose show.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Now the nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Hope your respective sporting side got up and won. Port Adelaide, well, it was a training drill over the hapless Gold Coast Suns. I'm telling you right now, they should be shut down or relocated because they are terrible, a terrible organisation. But there's one organisation that is massive and it is talked about all around the world. It is a global show.
Yeah, yep.
It is the Rush Hour and I'm joined by the two superstars, Gregory Blewett and Bernie Vince. Good afternoon. Good to see you on this lovely Monday.
No, good afternoon, Jazz. Good day, Bern.
Yeah, retrospective teams. Where are you going with that?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I don't know. You just never said it before.
Well, no. All I said was that I hope your team had a good win today. Riley Jarman got today? Concussed playing netball.
Did she?
Yes, well, for the Shockers.
Hit the court.
Bang, got elbowed.
Oh, what, the head dirty. Hit the deck or...
Oh, no. We don't lose our feet. Jarmans don't lose their feet.
Apparently, the MRP is looking at a possible 3 weeks. So,
Oh, so there's video footage.
There is video footage.
Now, Port Adelaide got the job done too easy. So we'll discuss that further. Now, you played golf yesterday. You're furious with a teammate, a former teammate of yours. You are absolutely furious. You went to our golfing coach, Gregory.
Yes.
I've never seen you this bloody anxious and upset about yesterday. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Playing by myself. My playing partner decided not to... Well, he turned up. He was there physically, but he wasn't there mentally.
Where'd you play?
We played at Grange.
And who was your partner?
Tex.
Oh!
Texan?
I reckon...
Well, he posted something yesterday of you chipping out of the trees. I thought, must have been you that had the dodgy round.
Of course, that one time I went into the trees. I tell you what, he wouldn't have posted his scorecard.
What happened to the big galoot? Where was he?
No, good question, because he wasn't there mentally.
Yes.
He would have four putted five times.
Wow.
There's only so long I could hold the other pair off for. And
before the damn wall burst.
The straw that breaks the camel's back. Is that what they say? You got a thousand straws on you.
Well done to John Rahm, who won his first major this morning, the US Open.
First ever Spaniard
to win it as
well. I didn't realise that.
So what does that mean for him now when he goes back to his town and city?
Well, he lives in the States, so he's not going back to
his town. What do you think
Wouldn't he get a stand for
you, idiot?
Wouldn't he just run with the bulls or anything like that because he's a Spaniard?
So he lives in the States, but his hero was Ballesteros. But not a bad comeback, Burn, because we spoke about him about 10 days ago when he was leading a tournament after three rounds by six shots and got COVID.
Yes.
And had to pull out of the tournament. And then he's recovered and
good
won
reward.
The US Open. So
it was good when Jarz was doing his prep when we had Rahm wins written on the board. We'll play that. And who's wins?
Who wins?
What's wins? Well, it's when you don't lose.
Terrible writing. Terrible. Robbie Gray. What's the latest on Robbie Gray with that knee? We don't want to lose the superstar. And will he play finals football?
Well, yes, I think he will. He dropped me home from the airport on Saturday.
Oh, what a lovely young man in his big brace on.
And he had a big brace on. Yes.
So what's the latest, boys?
Well, medial ligament. So he'll be... Well, they're saying he's told me 4 to 6. But I don't know.
Surgery?
Back for finals.
He didn't realise the surgery bit at that stage. But anyway, I think he'll be back before finals. Yeah. 8 weeks, is that what they're saying?
Yeah, well, I'm only asking you because you're the football expert.
Well, I'm not really.
I tell you what you need to get back on. The rub on a sad day.
What's happened?
Oh, it's rubbish without you.
Why are you pointing the pen at me? Put the pen down.
And last night on the bounce.
What's happened there?
That Dixon bloke, get him off. Absolute lightweight.
Actually, I got a text message. What are your plans this weekend?
Get on.
Maybe that's
it. Needs you badly.
I didn't see it last night.
It's gone downhill since you've been missing in action.
Oh, I might need to get
out. I'm going to tell James Brayshaw that you reckon his show's shit house.
He's not talking to you at the moment.
So don't go there, sister. You're in enough trouble with Mr. Jimmy, the captain.
I'll be telling him.
No, don't. No, it's a great show.
His show was shite.
No, excuse me.
You just said it was shite.
Without you.
See, yeah, so it's shit.
No,
so put the pen at me again. Put it down. For 2 weeks.
Right, voicemail coming up. What's next is coming up.
What we learned.
Jay Clark, we're talking to. Family, we're back for a big week. Let's go, baby.
And what's next is coming up.
Jars has a bone to pick with our breakfast show as well. We'll get to that soon on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
You know what's next?
What's that, Bird?
Next.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these three. Bernie, Bluey and Jars. This is what they learned.
All right, buddies. What did you learn over the weekend? On the field, off the field? What did you learn? With your family members? Golf courses, what did you learn? You start first, Burn.
Golf courses. are you going to give that 7,000 back, by the way?
No, I didn't take it. That's a bit
nice
arse,
work, Hayden. Hey, some of your best.
What I learned on the weekend is I witnessed firsthand the worst team I've seen live for a long time. I went to the Gold Coast on the weekend did the Port Adelaide Gold Coast game. Now, I just don't know what that footy club stands for. They were... Port were pretty good.
Port okay.
It was training. Okay.
It was a training
drill. And every time they got it, they just gave it back to Port Adelaide. And I don't know. I'm worried about that footy club. I think something needs to change. They've changed their coach. They've changed their playing list. They can't retain their good players. I fear for that footy club. Who would want to go to the goal? Their recruiting's been poor.
Horrendous.
Like Rory Atkins is running around in the twos on a 5-year deal.
Which is ridiculous.
Whatever it's worth. I mean, I don't know.
Here's some stats, and it's funny you should mention it. So they're 12 years old, right? So they came into the competition in 2009, which is when they got their license. 2011, their first game. Now, Byrne and Gregory, they've played 228 AFL games.
Yep.
Right? 56 wins, 2 draws, 170 losses.
Wowee.
Now, in 2020, it's funny you mention the Suns. In 2020, the AFL... gave them a handout of $27.5 million.
Wow. What was that, for stadium and...
Well, I don't know, Bern. It's football, it's salary caps, it's COVID.
A whopping big
marketing.
Screen.
What's the way out? That's my problem.
It's not limited to the AFL, though. Any sporting team that ends up being
Titans,
on the Gold Coast...
Good call.
Terrible.
They just, can't stay.
Do you relocate or shut them down? And give NT or Tassie their license.
I think we're wasting our time with Gold Coast. I really think that it'd be better either in the Northern Territory or probably Tasmania. They deserve it.
Okay, what else you got?
That's it, mate.
Well, I had them as well. Look, Greg,
just write down everything I say.
No. Yeah, that's Gold Coast. Look,
yeah.
Man, I can't do that now because Burns done.
Joel
Selwood and Toby Green are the AFL snipers.
Who?
Toby Green and Joel Selwood are the AFL snipers. They've got to stop sniping blokes off the ball. Poor look. Toby Green punching, touching the umpire.
What was the outcome there?
They got off, got a fine.
Yeah.
Got a fine. And Joel Selwood, did you see some of the footage of him on the other night?
Yeah, what was he doing? He sort of eye gouging. Jolly,
you're a superstar.
Attacking his face.
I mean, you don't do that.
He's frustrating me more and more, Joel Selwood, now that I'm...
You're losing respect for him.
Well, just the whole,
ducking his head.
Yeah, bending the knees when he gets tackled. It's just wearing thin on me.
I'd love to love Joel Selwood, but I just don't for some reason.
Yeah, he looks like a bloody good footballer.
Funny, but you know what I mean.
I'm like that.
Just annoys me with some of the things he does. And he's been a great captain. He goes as hard at the footy as anyone. But then he just does those little silly things of plays for a free kick or ducks, and you go, mate, if you didn't do that, you'd be one of the all-time greats. Yep.
The other thing I learned over the weekend, that Carl Viet must be named A-League Coach of the Year.
Wow.
We were one game away from a GF in his first year.
No, I don't mind that.
Can we get Matty O in?
Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So that's a great call.
Lots of injuries.
Injuries, youth.
The list is
doesn't have the Sydney budget.
No.
There's about 9 mil.
Unbelievable.
We're about 200,000.
They're respectable too on the weekend.
Who? Our boys.
Adelaide United.
I was so proud of them. I got emotional. Who had a crack?
Well, Adelaide United. We're still talking about them, aren't we?
Should be named Coach of the Year, but I don't think he'll get it because it gives it to the A-League coach, doesn't it?
Jeez, that's a whack.
All right, you finished?
They don't do it because they give it to the A-League coach.
Who wins? Greg.
You know what I learned over the weekend? Byrne?
What have you
You're listening? Is that Jar's excuses are getting lamer and lamer.
Wow-wee.
For turning up on time.
He was here on time.
Car battery.
No. Shut up. Dead Set Legends.
When's this?
Dead Set Legends on Saturday. What time on air are we?
Nine. Yep.
So we normally get in here at 8 o'clock to prepare for the show.
Yeah.
We
did
two pre-records.
Oh, 8:30 were they?
Just saunters in at 9:30 a.m.
Half an hour after we started. 9:30!
With the excuse of...
What would you say?
Flat battery.
You've got a brand new car.
You could have come up with something better than that.
You've got a brand new... stuffed up my battery and I felt so embarrassed that Marin had to drive me in.
A brand new car. And you came up with a flat battery.
It's serious.
Flat battery.
Yes, correct.
So what did you leave it on?
Well, Adam from CMI had to fix it up, get it all fixed up.
No, he didn't.
He did, yeah.
Show me, well, your car's in here now. When did you get it fixed?
This morning. Took it in today.
No, you didn't. Look at him. Look at him.
Bernie.
That's a lie. Come up with a better excuse. You're going to lie.
Mate, just hop in an Uber or, you know, just get here on time.
There's no excuse for being late. No.
Is that what you learn on the weekend?
Is that what you learned?
No, but what about Hayden? Haydo rocking up late.
He owned it.
No, he didn't.
He owned it. He said, I just slept in.
I slept in because I didn't get to bed till like 2 a.m.
Now, do you want to change your reason? Do you want to be a bit more honest, maybe?
I just slept in. There it is.
He's lying to us.
And you got on the piss at the pool.
What are the three pillars?
You did.
Because I got a coach, you junkie.
What are the three pillars?
I don't care about the three pillars.
All right. Next, the voicemail of Jay Clark.
Did you do a soda's in China?
I'll tell you what, you did a KG.
yes, today, Junior. We'll see if they've left a message next.
Hey, voicemail time, boys. Oh, How many we reckon? I'm going 10.
9.
Phil Gallagher for me, legs 11.
Oh.
Are you allowed to say legs 11 these days?
No, I don't think that's... No. Yeah.
You got nice legs.
The PC...
No, he doesn't. That's a lie.
I better not say it.
Maz's Nightmare, 69. We will...
Hunters Club.
Dinner for PC.
I don't like that look coming from Papa Bear right now.
He's confused.
Bird, just hit the button.
You have 13 new messages.
G'day, boys. It's Matto here, your boss. Wow. Blue, you can't recoup $30 of travel expenses to an event that's 200 metres from your house, mate. I won't be able to get that one across the line. And wow. Boy, it's Ken. Unbelievable. I was making a beautiful date and fig slice, and then I noticed that Robbie Gray couldn't be bothered sticking around for his own 250. He needs to go back to the sandfall and have a good long hard think.
G'day, Bernie Lincoln from SCA Finance. We're just going over your expenses last weekend. Uber, $23. McDonald's, $12. Cooper's Ale House, Adelaide Airport, $97. Can you explain that one, mate? We thought you were travelling alone.
Hello, boys. It's Yater. I had the weekend off from the beautiful Adelaide Oval, but I did the stadium roof climb instead, and I could see the magnificent lights on Mount Lofty. I thought it was the transmitter, but it was Mark Soderstrom smiling with his new 10,000 lumen teeth for a selfie after reaching the top. That bastard's got a bright set of chompers. G'day, boys. Ken Hinckley here. I've got your questions you wanted me to answer for you. Yeah. Bernie, that's the kind of footy we want to play. Bluey, well, we take the top eight very seriously, so it was a good win. And, Jars, I had a roast chicken for dinner.
G'day, boys. It's Turks. Oh, no. Ellie wanted me to make some pancakes for the kids, but I had no idea. So she said just make an average batter, so I made Greg Blewett out of Play-Doh. It didn't taste very good.
Hello, it's Nigel from the Adelaide 36ers. Look, we've had a listen to your show, and we just wanted to get in before the call is made that Alistair Clarkson will not be our head coach in 2022. We just wanted to get that out of the way just to avoid any confusion. Thank you.
G'day, Jars. Carly Veard here, mate. Thanks so much for the six-pack of Hey Diddle wines. That was a lovely gesture. The flowers are a bit much, though, mate.
G'day, boys. Brad Ebert. Anyone seen where I left that six-pack of Hey Diddle wines? I put them in the studio next to some flowers for the missus.
Yeah, Burn, Micka from the Stansbury pub. Just a reminder to tell the kids we're having a free sheep padding yard in the car park again. Don't know how long for, though. We'll let your dad know they got out and he hasn't replied yet.
G'day, boys. It's Rue. I was listening to one of the 4 hours of Rush Hour you make each week that we bury at 6 p.m. And I've got to correct you there. There's actually two Andrew Jarman features at Adelaide Oval. One is the postage stamp size pick in the McGarry room near the grandstand that's got my name on it. And the other one is in the away rooms where Kane Corns wrote, "Hey, Jarman is a wanker." Just wanted you to know, boys. Hello, boys. JB here. Bluey Bernard. Andrew. Jarman, I know you're a DIY guy. Love renovating and rejuvenating. Save some money when you drop the curtains off at the dry cleaners.
Yes.
And Jarman, there, your pants! Your butt!
Oh, Jimmy.
I'm unstoppable!
There are no more messages.
Oh God.
That's the best so far.
Brilliant.
That's the best so far.
Tears. What about Nigel, the American from the 36?
Well, you had Clarkson coaching them at one stage, too.
I think you did, Jars.
I saw KG the other day in the food land at West Beach.
What was he doing?
Oh, he looked lost.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
He forgot where he parked his car.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Oh, he's the best in the business. We're proud to have him on the books. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Hello there, JJ.
Hello, Jars. Look, before I get to the big AFL news, the bigger news perhaps might have been coming out of Glenelg on Saturday morning where you were spotted on the side of the road after running out of petrol somewhere there. You did fill up the night before.
Good boy, Jay.
It's a big night. I just heard that you ran out of petrol, mate.
Is that what he told you the petrol was? Because he told me battery. Yep. He said someone else, your fan wasn't working and the alarm and... All sorts of stuff.
This is the thing. If you're not going to put your homework in, you've got to get the story straight with your teacher because she's calling your mum, she's calling your dad. You need the same story. That my dog ate it, and then slipped over on it.
Spot
which
on,
is a
Jay.
Well, I'll tell you this: you're that all over the place. The MRP's looking for you for a spot on their panel.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Jay. We'll catch you later. Honestly, now let's talk about the crowds. Are they coming back to the Melbourne stadiums this week due to the COVID?
Yeah, we're a very happy lot in Melbourne today because we expect that tomorrow morning the state government and AFL will announce that there will be somewhere between a 20 to 30% crowd. Yes, exactly. It'd be great to be able to go to the footy once again. So the AFL quite optimistically said they were initially hoping or bidded for 50%. It won't be that. It'll be around the 20 to 30% mark. Any less than that would seriously be a huge disappointment to the club. We're trying to renew some lost cash. So they are bleeding over the past couple of weeks, having no crowds, membership down, all that sort of stuff. So a bit of a boost to the coffers. We'll be able to go to the footy again, and we'll all be happy about that. So final confirmation expected tomorrow morning. But with Melbourne clubs... even as recent as 20 minutes ago, expecting somewhere in between 20 to 30%. So that would be a great result. There could be a tweak, though, and that'll affect the Sydney-Port Adelaide game. Of course, the power set to host the Swans at Adelaide Oval at 7:40. Now, that could be brought forward to either the 1:40 slot or the even a 3:20 or 4:30, of course, with the airport curfew situation. So rather than having to stay over the night in Adelaide, it could be a fly-in, fly-out mission for the Swans, which might just happen a little bit earlier in the day. So the AFL working through that as we speak.
Carlton, very disappointing again on the weekend, Jay-Z, and they put their captain up to do a press conference today. What's he said?
Yeah, and really couldn't explain the lack of defensive pressure and tackle intensity, effort, you're right, on Saturday night, which was appalling, really, for a club as under pressure as much as Carlton is. And David Teague, look, they face Adelaide this weekend. And I tell you what, if the Blues go down, the joint could collapse on Monday. So significant pressure brewing. I reckon David Teague is under serious pressure to keep his job for next season. We know the club is reviewing the joint at the moment, but it's the lack of system and consistency in their defensive efforts, that is a huge concern. We know that doesn't take talent. That's more of an effort-based thing. So it's a defensive system which has continued to fail all season long. Carlton fans have had a gutsful. Remember, David Teague only appointed a couple of years ago, taking over from Brendan Bolton. So, look, Ross Lyon, you just keep watching him. I sort of feel like he could be a man who would take over and do an exceptional job from round one next season. So it's all eyes on the Carlton-Adelaide game this weekend. I think the ramifications could be huge.
Hey, Jake Stringer, out of contract. What a time to come out of contract. He's on fire, cool. That man. Again, 29 disposals, 4 goals yesterday. Won the game off his own boot. What's he worth?
Once a month, he plays an absolute blinder, and he was the difference yesterday against Hawthorn, that game for Essendon. I mean, he's playing with not a lot of responsibility in a sense, Bern, and you would know this better. It's almost like that Dustin Martin in at the centre clearance, then go forward, kick goal. So there's not a lot of defending worked into this midfield brief for him at the moment, but he can be a very destructive player. So he's out of contract this year. Now, he wants a 4-year deal. I reckon he'll get a 3-year deal on about 600. So including incentives, you know, if you finish top 5, top 10 in the best and fairest, if you kick 30 goals, I reckon his earning potential is about 600. I think 700 is too much for him because he can still be a little bit inconsistent. But when you weave in there the incentives, which pays him for his performance, I think a 3-year deal on about 600 is good money for Jake Stringer. You take your hat off to him because yesterday he showed he can be one of the most watchable players in the competition.
What's the latest with Willie Rioli over there in Perth, Jake?
Oh, he's back, Bluey. After about 670 days, certainly the best part of 2 years, he's back at West Coast. Rocked up today. So now it's a race against time, Bluey, to get his touch and his fitness back. Now, at the moment, Adam Simpson has got round 23 circled in his diary because that's when Rioli can make his return to the West Coast side, of course, after very stupidly altering his drug sample. So we know the story there, pouring the Gatorade in the it's just absolutely phenomenal what happened there. In the end, he sat out of footy for a long time, been made to pay for his sins. He's got a 2-month training block and he's got the full support of his premiership teammates. So they want him to get him back in. They rate his endurance, his skill, everything he can bring to the forward half. Round 23, he could make his return if he's fit, and then be part of a potential West Coast final series. Now, what a lift that would be. He is a potential team member in that West Coast side, and we know he does have a huge tank and certainly very crafty around goals. So what a fairy tale that would be for the West Coast Eagles Football Club. If he can do everything right between now and then, could make his return for round 23. But back at the footy club today, boys.
Good on you, Jay. Great job. We'll speak to you on Dead Set Legends this Saturday.
Go fill up jars, mate. Yeah.
If he's there,
Jay Clark. And it's see you, buddy. And Greg, it's Jay, not Jake.
I said Jay.
No, you called him Jake.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Get to know your teammates.
Come on.
No, Greg. I didn't.
See you,
mate. Now, boys, as you know, we try and support one another on this station.
Correct.
All right. We've got the Bricky Show, we've got Hado, we've got Emma G, we've got a cast of thousands, haven't we? We've got to look after each other.
Yeah. Mm.
But when Roo and Ditz start to pile on, one of us in this rush hour.
Who, me?
No,
me?
It's the CIC.
Oh.
Now, I received a few phone calls this morning. Now, on Friday, I had a lovely lunch with the great man, Charlie Teo.
Oh, yes.
Right? The gifted man that he is. And we caught up at the Wine Centre with Jason Bird and Maddie from National.
White Battery, my ass.
We on time? Is the car okay?
No, it's all good. And it was a wonderful catch-up with Charlie Teo because we're having his fundraising ball in October, right, which we want to support because he's never done one here in South Australia called the Charlie and the Chocolate Ball to raise money for brain cancer, and that's what it's called, for young children.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, what does Charlie do?
He's a neurosurgeon, the gift. He's a gifted man. He's an inspiring individual. Anyway, then we went to the Variety Ball on Friday night, which...
Sandra, Abby's mum was
there. 2,000 people there. Toots McGill and his team did a great job, Gregory.
You were three parts.
You can remember
I wasn't
it,
three parts.
Well, you didn't turn up the next day.
So, Roo and Ditz decided, well, Ditz more so, to whack me because I sat next to Charlie at the Variety Ball, and this is what they said.
Mm. Friday night was the Variety Ball. Charlie Teo, the world leader in brain surgery, flew in for this ball. And do you know who he got seated next to at his table? Andrew Jarman.
No, come on.
You know, you're looking for a bit of a spark or a bit of a lightning rod. Well, yeah. That's what I'm radio for.
How lucky is Charlie to sit next to the lightning rod?
Charlie would have got on like a house on fire.
They'd have that much in common, wouldn't they? Andrew Jarman talking to the leading world brain surgeon all night.
I can't wait to hear about this on the Rush Hour this afternoon.
So what's he saying? That he's...
Charlie's basically saying that...
That you're no brain surgeon.
No, I'm not. Or rocket scientist. Ditz.
He's probably got a point.
I'm not a bloke that falls... What do you say? What?
Continue.
Ditz. I'm not a bloke that goes on a Jenny Craig diet every two minutes. I'm not a bloke that couldn't play... Like, I couldn't cope with another squash player who had the edge on me. Genghis Khan. And bitch slapped you to the inch of your life for 10 years. Ditz, I'm someone that doesn't fall asleep in a creek bed down at Harndorf at 5 in the morning. I actually associate myself with intelligent people. And Charlie Teo is a wonderful, wonderful man.
You're not helping yourself there when you can't say intelligent.
Oh, I just get flustered because he's a beautiful man. So.
What about Roo? Roo was
Rupert.
He was laughing along with it as well.
Mr. Nobody, I don't say anything, sits on the fence and doesn't say anything, who should have been stood down from the board for stuffing up our footy club.
Okay, it's getting out of hand.
Okay.
All right, Hayday. So there you go. So if you want to take me on, come with me.
Yeah.
But, Well, didn't go down well at home either.
You know what we say? We always say, you know.
What do we say?
We look after each other. We stick together.
The pillars.
With this one?
Yes, sir.
You're on your own.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Jars has put together a package in response to that whack this morning on the Rush Hour. Oh, shit, the battery's flat. Sorry, mate.
Yes.
It's the Rush Hour while I bolt off Triple M.
Look at him. What are you doing on your phone there? You've just gone silent. This is unlike you.
I'm reading.
What are you fishing? Just go to the song.
He's fishing. He's reeling one in.
What did Charlie cop on Friday night?
What'd you catch? Yeah, you're squidding. You look like you're squidding.
I'm squidding.
In your dress code.
Buzz off.
Ryan in Semaphore wants to know, what was your first superstar purchase after becoming a professional player? I think that means when the cash is coming, you're like, you know what, I've always wanted one of these. I'm going to bloody buy one.
I bought a car.
What did you buy?
I bought a BMW. I've spoken about it at an auction, at a charity auction.
Oh, that's right.
In Sydney at a golf day. Had a few jars after golf. And I bought a car.
Imagine that. The missus goes, how'd you go at golf today? Well, it's a good story. I've got a car. You're just going to say you won it. I played that well. I've got a Beamer.
So that'd be mine. Jars,
anytime you want to sort of just get splashed involved out.
What
at all.
What was the question from Ryan?
Jars, go. You answer.
I'm reading about
I don't care what you're reading. Just answer what you think the question might have been.
I purchased a HQ Holden 1973.
It's not a car segment.
I thought it was about your first match payments.
Well, yeah, technically speaking.
Yeah,
Is that what you always wanted to get?
A creamy HQ Holden, 5 on the floor, 1973. Loved it.
That had the chocolate brown interior, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mags?
What color? No mags, no. No, 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 no. That was my first from North Adelaide, and I think I won the BNF that year.
Oh.
Anyway.
Somehow it gets back and, to the right time.
Before I married or got to hooked up with Maz. Before I was single.
Yeah. Will you just say it? While you were single.
I was pretty well hot. You know, around Holden
you
Hill
testing
area.
The suspension out, were you?
I was in the Holden Hill area. Well, that's where I was, my turf was.
How was the battery?
I big. So that was my where my payments went for my first ever.
Tell us more. I'll just keep listening to you talk.
I was had the steamy windows
on fire.
And I had the dice balls I had the dice balls hanging out too.
I'm glad you tried. Yeah, signaling like that
on the gear shift. I had the 8 ball.
Oh, you wanker!
Where'd you steal that from?
What? The gays of footy club.
Where was Carl Viet sitting?
Oh, yeah, Bernie. What was your first superstar purchase after becoming a professional player?
Mine was a Ute. I got an SS Ute.
Oh, wow!
V8.
Yeah,
nice color.
Silver.
Leave a few marks around Stansbury.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. Well, no.
Went through a drain.
Did you sit on a couple of phone books just to see over the dash?
Oh, there we go.
What are you, I'm taller than you. What kind of question was that?
Yeah, but yeah. How old were you when you got your first VKL?
Four.
So, Rush Hour podcast exclusive. We got the question from Ryan in Semaphore. What was your first superstar purchase after becoming a professional player? All three lads bought a car. Bluey bought a BMW. Jars bought us what Soda would call a Kingswood. And Bernie bought an SS. Now, Bern, no, seriously, Bern, you said it ended up in a ditch. What happened?
Yes.
No one, we didn't get to this point on
he's got
air.
An arm already.
But what happened?
Well, I just lost control a little bit.
Yeah, slippery roads.
I went around a corner. I wasn't actually going fast. I went around a corner and, I was probably going a touch too quick.
But, I mean, it's hard to judge, especially when you're around that area. And it was probably a dirt road as well.
No, it wasn't a dirt road.
Okay.
May have gone.
Trying to bail you out here.
A touch harder around the
corner. There was some gravel on the
gravel
road.
There actually was.
Yeah, there
right,
you go.
So,
gravel. It was dangerous.
An SS Commodore Ute. So we're talking about, what, 35, 40 grand?
40, I think it was.
40 grand. How long did you have it until you wrecked it?
Oh, I didn't wreck it. It didn't wreck it. It just shook me around a bit.
But how long did you have it for?
The back bumper came off, actually.
Oh, jeez.
The back bumper.
So that's not too hard.
Nah. That was about, probably a month.
It shook him around.
Jeez.
Well, are you checking in at any stage, Charles?
Yes, I am.
He's drifting
on
your phone.
No, I'm just checking in, trying to find 1973, my HQ Holden.
Oh.
No, HQ wouldn't be a 73.
Yeah,
HQ would be a 78.
What did I say?
73. So you're lying to us again.
HQ was 78.
No, okay. Anyway.
That was a nightclub, wasn't it?
HQ, heaven.
Mm. I never went there.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
you,
that's next another. Door. That's three lies. Three lies. Oh, I'm out.
Should see what he says every time I pull out a bloody Mars bar. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
What the hell is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, buddy. Monday.
What have you got? Well, June the 21st today, the 172nd. Day of the year. So we got 193 left. So we're getting there, Jazz.
That's
coming
nearly
up
halfway, Jazz.
Yeah. What's he writing down? Why is he not?
I don't know. He's nowhere today.
No, here, look. June the 21st, 172nd of the year.
Why would you write that down, though?
Because I know he's going to ask me.
He throws that bit of paper in the bin when we leave.
Like, no, but he's going to ask me something. Right. So we're halfway through the year.
So what star sign would you be? We've just ticked over to another one from last week.
I reckon would be in Sagittarius.
No.
Oh, bugger. Greg?
Well, we've gone from Gemini, haven't we? It was Gemini.
It's not a Capricorn.
Isn't it?
Taurus.
No.
Aquarius.
No.
Well, I don't.
So what else is there?
No, it's Cancer. I'll put you out of your misery. Today is National Selfie Day. Should we take a selfie?
Yeah, let's do it.
That's a good one. Yes, yeah. I did it the other day. You were ready for that one.
Doing it?
That one with you.
No, you do it with your phone.
I can't because we've got to do it from that angle.
No, it's okay. Like, do it now. Everyone scooch together, Charles. You slide over. Burn, you slide. No, we'll get Bernie to do it.
Here we go.
Is the light okay?
Selfie.
Am I in?
Yeah, no, Charles, you're in.
The wide lens for Charles.
God, Maz hates that phrase, Jarman.
There you go. Selfie day. I'll post that.
I'll be laughing.
National Selfie Day.
And it's also International T-Shirt Day. So I've got
Burns
the T-shirt.
I've got
the T-shirt
on.
That's not a T-shirt. Yeah,
that's a Lululemon top.
The T-shirt he wears every day.
No, I don't.
How many have you got? Have a few of them.
I'm like Arthur Fonzarelli. I've got about 20 of them.
What's he done?
Oh, yeah.
He's got the seven leather jackets he wears.
Kids, if you're over 50, it was a show called Happy Days.
And it's one of the great shows.
On this day, 1834, listen to this, Jazz. These are all the farmers out there on the tractors. They just finished seeding. The reaping machine was patented by Cyrus Mackenzie was his name, and that's a machine that's powered. It was powered by horses, obviously. It was used to reap the crops during harvest. He painted it.
Wow.
What colour?
On this day. It was a black and white photo, Greg, dickhead. So I couldn't tell.
I knew you're going to be a smarty pants.
What a stupid question. They didn't have colour.
He painted it.
You're trying to stitch up.
He said he painted it.
No, he didn't. He said it correctly.
All right. Okay.
Come on.
Painted.
No, patented.
Patented.
Patented. means you put out a patent for 1934. And all the farmers will be happy about that.
On this day as well, in 1997, and Bluey helped me out this one, Glenn McGrath took 8 for 38 at Lords.
One of the great bowling displays I've ever seen.
Brilliant.
Besides him and Dennis Lilly.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yeah, very good.
And hey, and can I just take you back to 1997?
No,
what happened, Charles?
Yeah, is that when you got the arse?
No, that was end of 96, but I played for Nord that year.
Oh, yeah, the McGarry
right,
medal.
Moving right on. Let's
go. We won a flag.
Today McGarry. Is Prince William's birthday today in 1982.
How old is he?
He's born in 1982. You work it out.
You know, I'm a dyslexic with numbers.
Just have a go at it.
He'd be 35.
39, you'd... Right. 82. I said spanner.
So yeah.
Is that okay?
Happy birthday, Prince.
Yep.
Prince who?
William.
Yes. Yeah. Good. Hey, this is just a little fact.
Quick, we got to hurry up.
Where do you think the largest stadium in the world is?
I reckon that there's one being built in India.
I reckon there'd be one in Japan.
If it's being built, Greg, it's not.
It might be finished. It might be finished. So you better have it
might
right.
Be finished.
How many does it hold? Your stadium.
Your stadium.
No, yours holds none because it's not fucking finished.
I think it is.
We got a young work experience last year. Cut the language out.
Did I swear?
Where is it?
Oh, it's just making me angry.
Where's the biggest stadium ever built?
It's in North Korea.
What?
It's in North Korea and it's called Rangrado 1st of May Stadium.
And how many does it hold?
Thanks, KG. It holds 114,000.
Oh, unbelievable.
114,000. It's a multi-purpose stadium.
Yeah. Greg, I think you're right.
I'll check something.
Okay, well, you go check it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Just don't throw me a maybe it's built, maybe it's getting built, maybe they thought about building it. And
is this are we still going?
Yes, we are. We're just about to wrap up for Monday. Have a lovely day. We're back again tomorrow, chaps.
So how many days left in the year?
Well,
we've seen you writing everything down.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't look at our work experience.
What is it?
Hey, back over here.
Oh, sorry, Gregory.
I'm Bernie, by the way.
Hey, is that it? Actually, before we go, Bluey, you've gotten some stats on that last fact.
We're done. We're done.
Burn. No, we're not. Burn. No,
you're done.
The Narendra.
What?
The Narendra Modi Stadium in India. Yeah. Is complete. 132,000 people.
Well,
yes, it is.
114. So if you're going to do it, mate, get it right.
Do it right, Greg Abburn.
I've actually just looked it up. There's 150,000 Rangrado.
No, it's not.
Well, yes, it is. Jared.
Stop telling lies to the family,
mate. How many
mate.
Does it hold?
Where's our producer? Where,
150.
There he is.
Yeah, oh, 150.
What are we talking about now?